This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Tuesday. We got a bunch of stuff this hour. We're going to talk a little bit about the organizational system behind all the communism you see right now. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment. We'll talk a bit more about how the communists have burrowed themselves into things. Obviously, a half hour from now, we continue our crappiest country in the world tournament, and we'll get to some emails and other things coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to any of those things, remember something. International communism, but we'll just make it about America. American communism, it is not popular. It's not a sell. It's not what people want. So if it's not what people want, how is it ingrained in so many places and so many institutions? How's that possible? We live in a country where you get to vote for your government, right? You get to vote for your government, and your dollars and cents, they get to make votes on the corporate world. So if that's the case, why do we have so much of it? There are different reasons, but one of the big things you have to remember is there is a ton of money and organization behind communism, designed to be activist, designed to lie, designed to train communists as they work their way through the system, doing their evil communist deeds, destroying as much as they can possibly destroy. Billions and billions of dollars. Different groups, more groups than you can possibly count. This nonprofit, this for-profit, this NGO, shell companies of this shell company, which are shell companies of that shell company. A vast network of organizations designed to train communists, designed to put them into places of power, and designed to keep them there, designed to crush their enemies and reward their friends. This is not a result of some organic popular movement. It is a nefarious, ugly production. You know, a play. If you've never been to one, you at least know what one is, obviously. Actors up there on stage. Oh, look at that. It's getting foggy. Not foggy. Someone got some dry ice in a fan and blew some fog out there. Oh, the lighting. There's this huge thing. If you've ever seen it, even if you haven't seen it, you can imagine it. Behind the curtain, above the curtain, just off to the side. of people playing the music, doing the effects. You can see the actors on stage, but it is so much deeper than that. That's how communism works in a society. For instance, crime is on everyone's mind in the wake of that terrible killing in Charlotte. We talked about why the communists want that. We're not going to go over that again right now. But how did all these communist DAs get into place? These communist judges. That's the problem. That's where the problem is. It's the judges and the DAs. How do they get into place? How do they stay in place? And how in the world do they, how do you sell that to the public? You're some scumbag DA who refuses to prosecute a career criminal. Well, this is only one example. One example. And keep in mind, there are so many of these. And Fox Digital actually deserves the credit because they did the investigative reporting. I want to make sure I put that out there right now. They deserve the credit for this. It's an article you can go read. But have you ever heard of the Wren Collective? W-R-E-N, the Wren Collective? Of course you haven't. Neither have I. It's one of those groups destroying your country as fast as it can, and you never even heard their name till I just said the words. So let's just read it from the article. They call them a liberal group. The Wren Collective has helped guide and shape offices of at least 40 progressive prosecutors against 20 states on their policies, public communications, and legal decisions. When they say progressive prosecutors, that's the lovely corporate way of saying communist activists. Continuing on, there's so much more here, I'm not going to read much of it. District attorneys, including at least 40, they join weekly meetings to talk about communication strategy. Pause. Why do you need a communication strategy? If I'm on the way home tonight, and let's say I haven't eaten. I'll have eaten, but let's say I haven't eaten. And I call Ob on the way home, as I do, and she asks what I'm in the mood for dinner. Do I need a strategy? Do I need to hire a third-party firm to help me message what I'm about to tell her? Well, no, of course, don't be ridiculous. Why? Because I'm about to tell her the truth. Hey, I'm in the mood for pizza. Let's go out for some pizza. It's just the truth. Why would you need a strategy for communication if you're a district attorney? Because you're a communist demon who wants murderers and rapists murdering and raping people. And you have to get together and figure out how to lie to the American public. That's why you need a meeting. Weekly meetings. Hey, what scumbags are you setting free today? Hey, how are we going to message that? What have you poll tested these words? Hey, you did a focus group last week. How do we sell more rape? Anybody got a rape guy? Let's get a rape guy in here. Anyway, weekly meetings to talk communication strategy, heeding advice on specific policy issues, or even signing a non-disclosure agreement over the DA's professional relationship with the group. Not only are we going to give you the talking points you need, not only are we going to let you know which criminals to let out of prison, if you don't mind, Could you sign right here? Just sign on the dotted line, making sure nobody can ever know. Your relationship with us can never be known. Its aim, by the way, it was founded in 2020 by Jessica Brand, a Texas-based attorney. Its aim is to, quote, replace ineffective and often disingenuous solutions to crime and safety with solutions that support victims, and, quote, design, promote, and defend policies and practices grounded in evidence and compassion. But what's all that mean? This is a communist group. A communist group with funding. A communist group that trains and equips the communist DA in your area, not only on which animals to let out of prison so they can murder your wife, how to message that? What do you say to the news? What do you say when you turn some animal loose on a train and he butchers some girl on camera? If you're that DA, you're that judge, gonna have to answer some tough questions. Well, look, the tragedy isn't that someone died. That someone died is the goal. We just don't want you to get in trouble and tell the wrong lies. Hey, guys, can we get another meeting? How about Tuesday at 10? How do we message this latest butchery? We just got to make sure you've poll tested it, right? Do we have the buzzwords? The Wren Collective is one of many. They exist all around you. And you notice where I said the attorney was based out of? Texas. Don't sit there listening to me in Wyoming and thinking, thank God I live here in God's country. It's happening there too. Money and organizations are training and equipping communist DAs and judges across the country in order to turn the animals loose on innocent people in our society. It's happening everywhere. It's not popular. There's money behind it. There's organization behind it. Remember that as soon as the Bolsheviks took over, they told the people they'd have a vote. The people promptly said, we hate your freaking guts. And the Bolsheviks, in response to that, promptly said, well, you know what? Never mind about this voting thing. We're in charge now. They don't care about the will of the people. What you want, what I want, what Charlotte wants is not important at all. It never even enters their mind. They're organized and they're ready. And that's how this is happening. Let's do some emails. Next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before I get to the emails, speaking of lying, and we'll get to a lot of this after we do the crappiest countries in the world. Remember, they lie about everything at all times, no matter what. Their true plans can never be revealed, so they lie endlessly. One of the great changes I have seen on the right, we have a long way to go, is we no longer shrug our shoulders, roll our eyes, and whine about bias when the lies come out of their mouths. The right has learned you must aggressively push back against communist lies. Tom Holman went on MSNBC. Micah Brzezinski is a communist hack who lies to her viewers every day. That's why your liberal Aunt Peggy lives in a world of make-believe. Tom Holman, this is a little long, I'll probably let him go, maybe not, was having none of it.
So rather than going back and forth, say, well, ISIS got a car parked near a church, that is ridiculous. You're out there looking for people like this, exactly what they're doing.
Well, I would argue that actually that the ICE vehicle parked outside a Spanish mass is a frightening sight, given what has happened in this country. I also, with respect, sir, thank you for the information that you have shared on this show, but we would appreciate all of the information, all of the data that you say you have.
I've done this show several times. Every time on your show, I speak with integrity, I speak with honesty, and I speak with facts. The bottom line is, because of all this false narrative, and you using the term disappearing people,
well, that's what's happened. That happened to the group that was sent to El Salvador.
U.S. citizens get arrested every day. U.S. citizens get arrested by police every day. Are they being disappeared? No, their laws are being enforced.
They're being
arrested. They're being put in detention because they committed a criminal offense.
Not like what you're doing.
We're enforcing the law and arresting people here in violation of law that are public safety threats. That's not disappearing people. That's enforcing the laws of this country and making this country safer.
It's wonderful to listen to. Sterner. No more. This is bias. I could imagine what you'd be saying to Democrats. Doesn't work at all. Bronco. I'm thinking about companies that went woke but then backed off. Even small things like Target not putting a Lindsey Graham BT Pride display feels like a huge win. If they back off on the communism, should we reward them? After all, in most cases, with most companies, there aren't enough conservatives to bankrupt the company through protesting. So do we reward Oreos, NFLs, and others if they start to change their ways? Says his name is Matt. Yes and no. Yes and no. Here, I'll use this analogy, if I will. If my son starts to, let's say he starts to use drugs, marijuana. He's not using drugs, don't worry. If my son starts to use drugs, I discover it. And I crack down, as obviously I would. And I crack down on him. And he comes home one day and tells me, Dad, I have decided that drugs are bad. I am drug free. I am backing off of that. So can you please unground me? Let me out of my room. Please stop making me do hard labor and break up rocks in the backyard. I swear I'm done with drugs. Can I have my life back? Okay. Sure, with a drug test. You see, Cracker Barrel, for instance, Disney, we've seen this over and over and over again. These companies that are run by communists, and Cracker Barrel is, it's not that it was, it is, run by communists, committed communists, sponsoring pride parades in the works. They only, quote, change some things when they get caught. But oftentimes the things they change are the things you see. It's not that they've actually made any changes. It's not that they've changed their belief system at all. The communist does this all the time when he's been caught doing something horrible, which he's always doing something horrible. He doesn't feel genuine sorrow that he was doing something horrible. He was doing exactly what he wanted to do. He's angry he got caught. And he knows he has to pretend to change his ways, but he doesn't he hasn't changed his heart at all. He hasn't changed what's inside of him at all. Target, you know, when Target started, quote, backing off all the Pride Month stuff, you know where they did that? Southern states. You didn't think that was all 50 states, did you? They didn't change their LGBTQ Air Force belief system.
Why are you gay?
They didn't change that at all. They knew you were angry about it. They looked at the sales numbers in the Bible Belt and Southern stores, and they said, oof, maybe we shouldn't put the chest binders right up front in Mobile, Nebraska, but hey, up here in Massachusetts, let's keep them right where they are. Did they stop promoting that disgusting filth? No. They just tried to placate you and give you a little pat on the head. Hey, 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 we've changed our ways. Come back into Target for your after-school shopping. NFL hasn't changed a thing. And racism still printed in the end zones. If they make genuine changes, sure, absolutely. Reward them. I haven't seen many genuine changes. Not at all, not from any of them. Only genuine change I've seen is the pain is gone because of relief factor. That's what, Chris? It is. Relief factor is a supplement. This is what I love about supplements so much. It's not an immediate thing. It's more lasting. And it gets better over time. That's what relief factor does with the chronic pain that ruins your life, that holds you back from your life. The chronic pain is inflammation. That's why your neck hurts. That's why you wince when you get out of bed in the morning because you know your foot's going to hurt when it hits the ground. Let Relief Factor remove it from your life permanently. Every day you wake up and you take Relief Factor. Every day. It's a supplement. 100% drug-free. And the volume on that pain, a little bit, every day gets turned down and down and down some more. And soon you wake up and your feet hit the ground and you're pain-free. 3 weeks of it. Take it for 3 weeks and see. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. And I'm so excited because we have another huge round one matchup that's about to begin. And let me remind you, for the foreseeable future until the tournament is over, halfway through hour two of every show, we are going to do the next matchup of the crappiest country in the world tournament to try to figure out what is the biggest dump on the planet. Yesterday, huge, huge win for Haiti. They dominated Yemen. Absolutely ate them up like your house pet. Today, well, it's another matchup. It's an all-Africa matchup today. I will say Africa well represented in the crappiest country in the world competition. The continent has got some problems. Today, it's Congo versus Sudan. Let us begin.
It's the 2025 crappiest country in the world competition. Tonight's matchup is between Congo and Sudan, brought to you by Simple Toilets. We dig a hole in your yard.
Yes, and before I forget, huge shout out to Simple Toilets. Thank you for your sponsorship of the show. Now, Congo. The State Department has 4 levels. The first being, yeah, please visit. The second, be careful. 3, you probably shouldn't go, but maybe there are parts you can. And the 4th being, you will die if you land there. Congo is 3, level 3 out of the 4. It's really location dependent when it comes to Congo. There are large portions, provinces, they are there in Congo, large portions where, surprise, surprise, there's an African civil war going on. Violent crime is rampant, as per usual, murder, rape, kidnapping, all the other things. One of the most horrifying parts of all this, the home invasions, the kidnapping, is apparently they are often done by people wearing police uniforms. Impersonating the police and security organizations is a huge hobby over there. This is a country way down there at 171 on the Human Development Index. They are, well, this is the most sad, amazing part of Congo. 73% of the country lives on around $2 a day. Now, okay, That's bad. That's sad. A lot of poverty. But it's about to get so much worse. Congo is stupid wealthy in resources. It would be like you basically starving to death while sitting on top of a briefcase with $10 million in cash on it. They are crazy wealthy, could be a wonderfully prosperous country that provides a great life for its citizens, but as per usual, it's a crime-ridden, disease-ridden dump. Oh, speaking of disease, over 600,000 people in Congo have HIV, so, I mean, you could call it the Magic Johnson of Africa. Now, on to our second country. Again, big, huge shout-out to Simple Toilets.
Simple Toilets. We dig a hole in your yard.
Sudan is such a war-torn dump that they closed the embassy 2 years ago. In April of 2023, they flat-out said, there are no more American personnel here. We are leaving. There is a civil war between two gigantic factions, and it is, as per usual, not a civil war taking place way out in the hinterlands where it won't affect normal people, men, women, and children. The bulk of the killing in this civil war has taken place in their capital city. We are talking about mass graves. But that's bad news. Here's some wonderful news. They're used to it. Since 1956, there have been 20 coup attempts in their government. We'll call this African term limits. You don't have to worry about hating your politician. Someone will assassinate him and replace him at any given moment. In maybe the worst freaking thing I've ever heard in my life, this civil war has cost the lives of over 500,000 children. And this is a country that is only 5% Christian. It's 90%, 91% Muslim. And the Christians are facing what amounts to essentially a genocide. They are being slaughtered wherever they are found. They are not a level 3 in the State Department travel advisory. Sudan is flat out a level 4. The United States State Department says, don't come here. We cannot guarantee your safety. This is a place that really, they don't even have an airport. The capital city's airport has shut down because if you happen to get on a Delta flight, you better hope they have a really advanced radar system and some flares because a missile is probably going to take you out of the sky. The truth is, there's a reason Sudan is a number 5 seed and Congo was a number 12. Look, you're not going to honeymoon in Congo. I get that. Nobody wants Ebola virus. But this, just like yesterday, it's not close. What, Chris? What were you going to say? What? Chris said he kind of wants to go. That's because Chris is a sick freak who's an adrenaline junkie. Don't ever go. Sudan wins this one, and they win this one fairly comfortably. Not as comfortably as Haiti won yesterday, but Sudan is bad. Very, very, very bad. But again, tonight's winner is Sudan. And that's it for today. Before I forget, remember, you can vote. Your vote weighs heavy. In fact, your vote has pretty much been the deciding factor both days. If you go to the Jesse Kelly Show Twitter page or X page, Jesse Kelly Show is all you have to look up. I believe we already have the poll up for tomorrow. We do. Tomorrow's matchup is Zimbabwe versus North Korea. I have no idea which way this one's going to go. I guess we'll find out tomorrow. Now let's talk about lying. Communist lying. These are so wonderful. I enjoy them so much. I enjoy the fact that everything now is videotaped. Everything now is recorded. And the communist, his addiction to lying about everything at all times is constantly being exposed to people because we have access to information. You remember Stacey Abrams. She ran to be governor of Georgia. Of course, she lost. And you remember how she responded after she lost. It was this.
And I do have one very affirmative statement to make. We won.
But I didn't lose. I got the votes. But we won't know exactly how many because of how they cheated.
I did win my election. I just didn't get to have the job.
We were robbed of an election.
She's using the word rigged, using the word steal. Do you think it's dangerous going into 2020?
I don't, because we can actually back it up. And so in response to what I believe was a stolen election, and I'm not saying they stole it from me, they stole it from the voters of Georgia.
Facts went outside asking if I'm ever going to concede. The answer is no.
This is not a speech of concession. Because concession means to acknowledge an action is right, true, or proper. And I will not concede because the erosion of our democracy is not right.
That's interesting. Because she's out there today saying this.
In 2018, when I lost my election, I was never confused about it. I had conversations with communities and I would say we won. And that just would send people into these, you know, paroxysms of hatred. What I was telling them is, look, not getting the title did not mean that we didn't make progress. When you are trying to defend democracy, when you are trying to serve the people, progress counts as victory, because their goal is your silence. Their goal is your complicity. Their goal is your subjugation. Every day we remain free, that is progress. But if we have to wait for this large announcement, like elections, to say that this is when we win, we're going to keep losing. I say let's look for the small interstitial victories we can.
They lie like they breathe, even when it's on video. We'll talk about this in more depth in a moment. Before we talk about that, let's talk about widows and orphans and caring for them. You know, we all move on with our lives. I do too. We all move on with our lives. We wake up one morning and we read a story that a fireman got murdered by some gangbanger when he was putting out a fire in Chicago, and we think it's sad and we're mad and we want someone thrown in prison, and then the next day we move on to the next outrage. But his kids don't move on. Not ever. His wife doesn't ever get to move on. Who helps them? Tunnel to Towers helps them. And they've been helping fallen first responder families for over two decades. Gold Star families for over two decades. Go look up their charity rating. It's absurd. It's perfect. When you give $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers, you help that widow and those kids. T2T.org. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you to email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll get to a bunch of those next hour. So Stacey Abrams has told everybody who would listen for years that the election was stolen from her. Now she comes out today and says, I never said that. That's not what I meant by that. But it goes well beyond Stacey Abrams. I mean, honestly, you really have to point out Van Jones, who said this about that murder in Charlotte.
We don't know why that man did what he did. And for Charlie Kirk to say, we know he did it because she's white, when there's no evidence of that, it's just pure race mongering, hate mongering.
There's no evidence of that. You want to hear him say it? It's terrible audio because it's audio from a subway camera system or a train camera system, but you want to hear him say it? Here was the guy after he plunged a knife into a 23-year-old girl.
Yeah, I got a white girl.
I got that white girl.
Yeah, I got a white girl. Yeah, I got a white girl.
There was no evidence, but of course there was evidence. And Van Jones is not uninformed. He knows there's evidence, but the communist has to lie about everything at all times. They just do about everything. Whenever they're talking, they're lying. Remember the Biden administration when they were running for president? I know it was Dome, but remember they talked about all the jobs? This is from this morning.
The U.S. job market was much weaker than thought back in 2024. Edward Lawrence is live from the White House, and so this number was eye-popping. So what does
it
mean
was.
About the situation that we're in now?
Yeah, it really was. And this is a preliminary benchmark revision, and it was down 911,000 jobs.
They overinflated the jobs by almost a million because they thought it would help them win elections and because communists lie like they breathe. Remember, always, always remember, communists think about lying the way you think about the truth. Lying is required. Lying is expected. Lying is the right thing to do because you have to cover up the truth about what you want. Maybe on occasion, in extreme situations, if you absolutely have to, you will tell the truth a little bit. But for the most part, you are expected to lie at all times, even if it's on camera. Even if you're Stacey Abrams, and they'll do it with a straight face. You're Stacey Abrams. You did this for years.
I do have one very affirmative statement to make. We won.
But I didn't lose. I got the votes. But we won't know exactly how many because of how they cheated.
I did.
Now, this is her today with a totally straight face.
In 2018, when I lost my election, I was never confused about it. I had conversations.
How could she say that with a straight face? You would feel dirty, wouldn't you? And look, even if you didn't feel dirty, even if, let's say you were okay with the lie. What if I brought the video of it to you? Hey, this is what you said, and now you said this. You'd hang your head in shame, wouldn't you? Or you'd at least run away with it. You'd at least be uncomfortable. She wasn't uncomfortable a little bit. That's what she does. You lie about everything at all times. Here's the governor of Massachusetts.
These are the people being picked up. And, you know, imagine you're at home right now. What do? Right? Do you send your kid to school? Do you go to the grocery store? Do you go to the doctors? Because people are being picked up and targeted based on the color of their skin.
That's a lie, of course. That's an outright lie. How do you say that? Well, you don't understand, for her, if she told the truth about what ICE was doing, that is what would make her squirm. That is what she would find morally repugnant. That's what she would hate. The communist believes in lying the way you believe in telling the truth. Remember that. And remember that Hillsdale College gives out courses for free. For you, for your family, for me. Something interesting and healthy to do. You know a number I don't want? I hope God doesn't say it to me one day. I don't ever want to know how many hours I've spent scrolling on my phone, scrolling mindless stuff on my phone. I think I would be deeply ashamed of that number. Why don't you do something healthy with some of your spare time, with your family, with yourself, driving, sitting at home, maybe tonight? When Hillsdale College is offering more than 40 free online courses, ancient history, American history, capitalism, the Bible, whatever you want to learn more about, Hillsdale College has free online courses. They give them out for you. They give them out to me. How about that? Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go to enroll. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. Remember that. All right? Go tonight. Dear Oracle, took your advice. I threw my hat in the ring. I'm officially running for office in my city here in New Hampshire. It's my first time. I have no clue what I'm doing. I consider myself a news nerd. I'm well-versed on federal issues, so on and so forth. Now that I'm in the weeds of local politics, I'm realizing something. Everyone wants something different. I'm committed to serving my constituents with integrity, but I also refuse to compromise my core Republican principles. I want to represent the people honestly, not pander for votes or bend to every demand. So here I am, trying to swim through this swamp, figuring out how to lead without losing myself. What say you, Oracle? How does a rookie candidate stay true to his values while navigating the chaos of local politics? He says I can say his name. I guess I'll read the whole thing. I'm proud of you for running. Doug Robinson, a Ward 5 candidate. Okay. Well, Doug Robinson of Ward 5, Here's something that I have found to be a shock. I found it to be a shock when I was running for Congress, and I have really been shocked by it since I started doing media 7 years ago, radio and TV, stuff like that. I am shocked at how people will disagree with you, yet stay with you if they believe you are genuine. Even if they yell at you, even if they're angry with you, if they believe you're not lying to them, if they believe you're being honest about who you are and what you believe, I'm not saying they won't get mad because people are passionate about issues, understandably, especially politics. They'll yell, they'll scream, you're wrong, you're stupid, give it that. But if you stay true to who you are, many, many, many people, they will appreciate it very, very much. It has shocked me how offensive, just naturally rude and offensive I am, how the show has grown, and how many people will email and disagree with me loudly, yet they're okay with it because I'm not lying. It's what I believe. All right, let's talk about communists buried inside the government. Let's talk about them using our values against us, and let's churn and burn through some emails. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.